CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 12th of June 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Feedback on HF bands, band changes welcome. Gateways on the air, the GIQRP convention. Amateurs are reminded that IARU Region 1 is holding its interim meeting on the 23rd of June. As outlined in the recent June RADCOM, feedback is welcomed on proposals for global HF band changes to accommodate growth in digital modes and related matters. The meeting will also consider a series of spectrum and EMC matters. The RSGB has a consultation page with the background and the document links available. But feedback should be posted to the RSGB workshop forum groups, forumgroups.io/g/RSGB-workshop by the end of Sunday the 19th of June. Gateways on the Air event will be on the air between the 11th and 19th of June and is hosted on the Freestar Multimode Network. The aim of the event is to promote increased RF voice communications via analogue and digital simplex gateways. Licensed amateurs are encouraged to go outside into the fresh air, either when portable or mobile, to work a simplex gateway from a location of public interest. GOTA, G-O-T-A, is just for fun event, with two categories for both activators and chasers. To connect your simplex gateway to the event, please email oscar@freestar.network. For more information, visit gota.org.uk. Tickets are now on sale for some of the things going on at the GIQRP convention, the first to take place in Northern Ireland for many years. This is being organised by members of the RSGB Region 8 team in conjunction with the GQRP Club. The event takes place at the Tandra G Golf Club on the 25th of June. There are talks, trade stalls and a number of build-a-thon workshops. There's no need to book if you just wish to attend in person. You do need to book if you want to have a buffet lunch or join the build-a-thon at the event or join the live streaming of the talks and have access to the recordings after the event from home. Details gqrp.com/gi_convention.htm. A new Kenwood TMD710GA transceiver has been installed on the International Space Station. The old amateur radio equipment was dismantled, and the new kit will be used for transmitting slow scan TV images on 145.8 MHz FM, probably using the SSTV mode PD120. The signal should be receivable on a handheld with quarter-wave whip. You can get predictions for the ISS pastimes at AMSAT. The Oscar 100 Award is an international award aimed at promoting the experimental activities and the radio contacts via the geosynchronous satellite QO100. Participants should contact as many stations in DXCC countries as possible via the satellite. The award lasts 6 months, ending at 23:59 UTC on the 31st of December. Details at arifidenza.it. The first 6-metre QSO on Poland was made on the 5th of June 1992 at 12:53 UTC between 3Z4PAR and IK1EGC, celebrating the 30th anniversary. 3Z30PAR will be active until the end of the year. QSL via Logbook of the World and SP4KM, either direct or via the Bureau. The Irish Radio Transmitter Society was founded in 1932, and this year the Society celebrates its 90th birthday. To mark the occasion, the Society will operate EI90IRTS. The call will be activated by the Irish radio amateurs throughout 2022. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Details of rallies and event. Please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in RADCOM on GB2RS and online. Today, the 12th, two rallies are in the calendar. The Mendips Radio Rally is at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall and Playing Fields, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, Somerset, BS 39 6TY. There's free parking, doors open between 9:30 and 1 p.m. Admission is £3. There'll be inside tables and large field for car boot traders. Hot and cold refreshments will be available. All inquiries to Luke, 07870 168197. Junction 28 Radio Rally is taking place in the Alfreton Leisure Centre, Church Street, DE557BD. Traders and club stands will be in the indoor hall alongside a bar and cafe. Admission is £3. More from Alan, M0OLT, that's secretary at snadarc.com. Next Saturday, the 18th of June, the 53rd Bangor and District ARS Rally will take place in Ballygilbert Presbyterian Church, 376 Belfast Road, Ballyrobert in Bangor, BT191UH. Doors open 11:30. More from Andrew, MI0OBR on 07980846272. Next Sunday, the 19th of June, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival takes place at Curtin Recreation Ground, Black Road in Curtin, IP10 0PW. The venue is just off the A14. There's a free car park, doors open 9:30. Admission is £2. There'll be trade stands and a car boot sale, bring and buy, special interest groups, GB4SWRHF station, and an RSGB bookstall. More from Kevin, G8MXV, 07710046846. Now for DX News, Ryan, K0EFW will be active holiday style as S9EFW from Saltomay, AF023 between the 14th and 19th of June. He'll operate mainly SSB, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, QSL via his OQRS account and logbook of the world. During his trip he'll set up a contest stroke remote station. Len K1NU will be active holiday style as K1JV/4 from Key Colony Beach on Shelter Key NA062. Between the 11th and 18th of June, he'll focus on 6 metres FT8 when the band is open and on 20 to 10 metres CWN at FT8 when it's closed. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Log or direct K1NU. Dave, G4WXJ, will be active as ZC4RH from the UK Sovereign Base Area Cyprus, AS004, until the 15th of June. He'll operate CWSSB, possibly FT8, on the 40 to 10 metre bands, and hopefully also via the QO100 satellite, QSL via Logbook of the World or via his home call. Special event news, the Camp for Young Amateur Radio Operators in North, Central and South America will operate special event station W8Y throughout the camp, taking place from the 12th to the 17th of June. The GQRP club call sign will be active as GI4LOW for the first time in the lead up to and during the convention. It will go live for the first time at 0001 UTC on the 17th of June, World QRP Day. Now for the contest news, the IARU ATV contest ends its 30-hour run at 1800 UTC today, the 15th, using the 432 MHz bands and up. The exchange is the P number, serial number and locator. Today, Sunday the 12th, the second 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. Phone only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Maximum power is 5 watts. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all-mode 432 MHz UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchanged for both his signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, CW leg of the 80-metre club championship, running from 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. 70MHz UK activity contest takes place 1900 and 2130 UTC on Thursday. using all modes the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Next weekend, the 50 megs trophy contest runs between 1400 UTC on the 18th to 1400 UTC on the 19th, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 18th to 2359 UTC on the 19th. 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and age. The Worked All Britain 50 megs contest takes place on Sunday the 19th of June, 0800 to 1400 UTC, using AM, FM and SSB, the exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square, if available. Applicable, I should say. For the full rules, see the WAB website. Entry should be with the contest manager by the 29th of June. The UK 6-metre group's summer marathon runs until the 2nd of August, with contacts on the 50 MHz bands exchanging your 4-character locator. Now, if the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write... The sunspot number on Wednesdays was zero, with a solar flux index of 100. Given the high flux numbers, we've seen this as a bit disappointing. The last time the visible disk was officially spotless was in December 2021. The upside is that there has been little risk of coronal mass ejections, and the KP index has remained below 3 for more than a week. Anecdotal reports showed that the upper HF bands have been quite quiet. A couple of potential regions are currently behind the sun's east limb and will begin to turn into view during the next few days. NOAA predicts that the SFI will increase slightly to perhaps 110 at first and then up to 125 by the 19th of June. While F2 layer openings may be peaking at around 15 metres this month, sporadic E should bring a lot of strong short skip openings from 14 MHz to 28 MHz. June is a good month for E openings. Check out 10 metres at peak E times of mid to late morning and mid to late afternoon. Early evening can also bring surprises. For novelty's sake alone, listen out for the HB9HD 10-metre repeater on 29.650 MHz in Switzerland, complete with a musical box identity. Now for VHF, we start this week with high pressure over mainland Europe. The Hepburn Tropo charts predict that we may see lift conditions over southern England this weekend. Paths from locations south of London may be possible into northern France and the Low Countries, with a slight possibility of extended tropo towards southern France. These opportunities may tend to dissipate as we head into next week. For stations in the north of England, there may be fewer opportunities for tropo DX, as low pressure is predicted to pass to the northwest of the country. Microwave rain scatter opportunities may be available from midweek onwards. The most likely scenario is for low pressure to the north of the UK to clear as high pressure builds from the west, which may bring tropo opportunities to northern areas. There are always sporadic opportunities in June, with many good openings reported over the last 7 days. First half of June is one of the best periods of the year for daylight meteor scatter DXing, but it's often masked by sporadic E propagation. We've already seen the peak of the two daytime meteor showers, namely the Arietids and the Zeta Perseids, last week, but they are both characterised by a broad maximum and high ZHR value. They continue to be useful. The best time for them is early morning for north to northeast and south to southwest directions, and early afternoon for north to northwest and south to southeast directions. With the moon approaching perigee, its closest point to Earth on Tuesday, path losses from EME will be at their lowest. This sadly coincides with minimum declination on Wednesday, with short moon visibility windows and low peak moon elevation. 144 meg sky noise will peak on Tuesday and Wednesday at a little over 3,100 km. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.